AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and welcome and happy Thursday, everybody. I'm not sure what your traffic situation is like, but if you're out there and you're driving around, I just want you to know on 195 West, there was an accident, and the traffic is backed up all the way, like from, I want to say, the Washington Street Bridge, all the way back. So just be careful, and if you've got another route, you might just want to make sure you try to take it until that accident is cleared. But anyway, I hope everybody had an incredible weekend. I know that we did at Waterfire. It was a weekend that was just chock full of events, not only Waterfire, but Pride Fest. We're leading up to the CVS Charity Classic, which is coming up this weekend, which is, you know, there are still tickets available, and we are actually asking people to go to the CVS Health Charity Classic website and to, you know, sign up. It's all for charity. It's great. They have a lot of events. Sunday is actually a fun, free event for a lot of people. And, you know, you can go down. There's things for the whole family to do. And then if you haven't heard, Lady Antebellum is going to be in town Tuesday, and that's also to benefit the CVS Health Charity Classic. And if you haven't heard this, for the last 18 years or over 18 years, CVS Health and the Charity Classic has donated over $19 million to different charities, which I think is just amazing. So a very big thank you to CVS Health Charity Classic, and we are very excited. Last weekend again was a blast, and there was so much going on and so much activity, and again, that was a lot because of Pride Fest, and I took a walk down there and saw lots of great booths and some great friends, but we also had something very cool happen at Waterfire, and before I go into that, I would like to introduce my co-host, Pat Paolino-Cruz, who many of you, if you're from Rhode Island, know her, and if you don't, I'm not sure where you've been, because she's everywhere all the time, and she's one of our best event producers here in Rhode Island, and does a whole heck of a lot. So, hi, Patty.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Fabulous.
Excellent. So, were you at Pride Fest?
I missed it. Okay. Honestly, I was worn out, and this is probably the first Pride I had ever missed, and I can't even tell you how many years. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I mean, it's always amazing, and I heard it was fabulous, of course. I mean, I have no doubt that it's always going to be fabulous, and then combined with Waterfire in the same night, and you know, I can't even believe I missed it.
It
so I'm kind of bummed.
Great. There were people walking around in costumes, and it was just crazy. And then there was the calmness of the fires. And then again, we had CVS Health on site. But we also had, you've heard of Honest Tea.
Yes.
You drink Honest Tea. Actually,
I do.
I know you do.
All the time.
So they were on site, and they have got this really incredible initiative. Now, we didn't tell anybody they were going to be on site, and I'll tell you why in a second. But
I might have been there.
They've got this really incredible initiative that they are doing nationwide, and I have my friend James Vericchio on the line with me from Honesty. James, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing fine.
Hey, James.
Did you recover from Saturday and the Waterfire event?
We did. It was a great event, a late night, but I'm all rested from it.
Well, that's good. Was it your first Waterfire, James?
It was my first Waterfire. It was amazing, too. Thank you guys for having us.
Well, we want you back. And, you know, but the thing that I want you to discuss, because this is just, all right, we always say, and I always say, that Waterfire is probably one of the best social experiments ever, because it shows that you have so many people in this small area, and that if you create the right environment, right action will follow. And James, would you tell us a little bit about what the National Honest Index is?
Sure, I'd love to. So Honest Tea has been doing this social experiment for about 7 years, every summer, where we set up temporary unmanned pop-up kiosks, which have cold bottles of Honest Tea and cold Honest Kids juice pouches, and signs that say $1 a bottle on the honor system. So we set these stands up, and we walk away, we blend into the background so people don't know we're there, mm-hmm. And see what people will do when they're faced with the choice of will you pay for a bottle.
Or will you be honest?
Exactly.
And so now, did you get a lot of foot traffic on Saturday flying by?
We really did. We had about 400 people interact with the stand.
Nice.
So a lot of people.
And so, tell me, because this is happening in multiple cities, right, James?
Correct. Yeah, we're doing it this year in 26 cities across the country.
And then it culminates in August, and you release results, correct, as to, you know, what people did? Is that what it is? Did you release results and who was honest and who was not?
Exactly. So if you go to the nationalhonestyindex.com on August 23rd, mm-hmm. we'll be launching all the results. And in addition to seeing who paid and who didn't, we track some lighthearted, observable criteria like hair color and gender. To add to the data.
What were the redheads doing is what I want to know.
They were adding vodka to their honesty.
Oh, Pat.
With me.
So you also post that to kind of show, you know, whether there's different, are there different age brackets, or is it just more, you know, hair color, or how do you break that down?
Yeah, this year we've kind of simplified it with just hair color and gender. Past years, just to add a different twist on things, we've done things like, you know, age bracket or just anything you can observe, like mustaches, facial hair.
That is so cool.
It's simple, very just cool. Your location, your gender, and your hair color, and if you paid or stole.
That's wild. Now, can I ask you, I know that you can't reveal any results because all that's happening in August. And, I mean, again, I think it's so neat that you just pop up and, you know, it's kind of up to people to figure out what they're going to do. When somebody's not looking, what would you do? Pat, if you went up to me, what would you do?
I'd pop the money in. I'm sorry.
All right.
And I have a feeling that the majority of people would probably pop the money in.
Is that so, James? Can you say in the past, is there a ratio of how many people actually pop the money in and are honest,
definitely. So the last 6 years that we've done it, the national average has been between 90% and 95% honest. So
really,
especially when you ask people beforehand what they think the percentage would be, most people guess a lot lower.
Yeah, I would have guessed a lot lower, to be honest.
I would have guessed a bit lower, but I'm really like kind of encouraged about that number.
That's very encouraging, actually. And so also one of the things that, I don't know if you've already said this, James, that I thought was really cool. So, you know, the people who do pop the money in, it all goes to charity, doesn't it, James?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, usually we don't release what charity or, you know, we don't do a lot of pre-promotion for the event. So people don't know that it's going to charity.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of want to keep it as an organic as an experiment as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to kind of, you know, twist it by having people know that it's going to be a charitable donation. But we definitely work with some great charities in the past and have donated all the money to them.
So maybe I shouldn't have said anything on air, huh?
Well, uh-oh. You guys are all done for the year. So
I'm sorry.
Well, you're all done.
We were so excited to have you there. And again, when you and I first spoke about this, I was like, this is just perfect. It's because I don't know if you noticed, but at Waterfire, we have out a lot of donation jars, and some of them are unmanned. And with that many people, and sometimes our crowds get so big, you know, you wonder if somebody's going to try to stick their hand in the jar and take the money out that people are donating to Waterfire. And the thing that we find is that if you give somebody the opportunity to be honest, they usually follow that track. I don't think over the years that we've had many people kind of, you know, do like stick their hand in.
Have you ever?
I think there's been times, but they are so far in between.
Because there's so many people that are walking around, and even if they thought about not being honest, I think that fear of everyone walking around, you know, hammering on them by the time they get the money out, by the time they get the hand out of the jar,
they'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
But James, anything else that you can tell us about this? Then again, the National Honesty Index, it's brilliant. I think it's just such a great idea. Anything else that we can look forward to, or should we just, you know, check in with you after August and find out all of these demographics and what the results were? And I think that's when you said the charity will be released as well, that you'll be donating to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to check in with you guys after the results are released.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if people go to our website, honesty.com, mm-hmm. we're also running another program called the Refreshingly Honest Campaign, where people can share their refreshingly honest moments with us, with a chance to win a trip to Honolulu, which is one of our most honest cities a couple of years ago.
Oh, I'm in.
I am so in for that one.
Pat lived in Hawaii, by the way, just so you know. But so can you just repeat that once more for our listeners? So if they go to the website and tell that what their most honest story was, like, let's say I found $100 on the floor and picked it up and tried to give it back to somebody, something like that, or?
Yeah, so if you tag hashtag refreshingly honest in any of your posts, and again, more information on our website, honesty.com. But we've released a couple of stories already as examples where a wife would cook one of her husband's favorite meals, and he believed it was home-cooked for a long time. And she shared with him the refreshingly honest truth that it was actually a flavor packet, not her own creation.
That is so good. And so I would imagine you get a lot of these stories that get sent in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just great, lighthearted fun. And, you know, with honesty, we seek to have an honest and transparent relationship with our customers and within our products with organic and fair trade ingredients. You know, we really like to see how important that is to other people as well.
Well, I want to thank you for doing that social experiment and doing it at Waterfire and doing it in the other cities that you're going to be doing it in. And I can't wait to see the results. And I would love to go to Hawaii, just so you know, so I can tell you an honest story. And I'll write it down. And just remember, it came from Bronwyn. And
Bronwyn wants to go to Honolulu.
And we can go from there. But, James, thank you so much. We love honesty. And, again, I can't wait to hear the results. It's just a really cool thing that you're doing. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you, and thanks again for having us.
Absolutely. And you have a great rest of the day. And to everybody out there, you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790 Talk and Business. I'm sitting here with my co-host for the day, Pat Paolino-Cruz, and she's probably one of the biggest event producers here in Rhode Island, and so she was a perfect fit for Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island today, because we're going to talk about all the different things happening, not only this weekend, but on July 4th weekend, because she's in the know about everything. But next coming up, we're going to talk to Lou Paolino from Lifetime Medical, and Lifetime Medical is one of our supporters of those Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island radio show, and so we'll be right back with you, so don't change the station.